With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tributes to former President Jimmy Carter continue.
President Joe Biden on Sunday issued a proclamation on Carter's death, ordering American flags to be flown at half-mast for 30 days. He also marked January 9, 2025 as a national day of mourning. President-elect Donald Trump wrote of Carter on Truth Social, quote, "The challenges Jimmy Carter faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude." Former President George W. Bush posted on X, calling Carter, quote, "a man of deeply held convictions." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israel's military says it intercepted a missile fired towards the country by Yemen's Houthi rebels. It set off sirens late Monday in central areas of Israel, including Tel Aviv. The Houthis have been firing drones and missiles at Israel, as well as attacking shipping in the Red Sea corridor. Attacks they say won't stop until Israel agrees to a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Also at SRNnews.com, if you're trying to get somewhere for New Year's Day, Tuesday may be a good day to be on the road. Correspondent Rita Foley explains.
INRIX, the data provider, says not a lot of traffic impact is expected tomorrow or on New Year's Day itself. But if you're returning on Thursday, January 2nd, the best time to travel by car is before 3 p.m. The worst time, between 4 and 8 p.m. Gas is $3.02 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's cheaper than a year ago when it was almost $3.12 a gallon. Nearly 90% of holiday travelers are driving to their destinations this year, but AAA expects almost 8 million passengers to travel by air. I'm Rita Foley.
Getting in shape and losing weight's the number one New Year's resolution, but studies show about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February, largely due to unrealistic goals. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Georgia.
The state has agreed to allow a Christian college access to financial aid programs in order to end a lawsuit brought on behalf of the school by Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a big win for Luther Rice College and Seminary, and ADF Senior Counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, "Georgia officials did the right thing by allowing Luther Rice to participate while still adhering to its religious beliefs. The state should never limit educational opportunities for students based on their faith." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the queer trans agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. Angry customers got things rolling at places like Lowe's and Ford. This is SRN News. The stock market report Monday shows all three indexes losing ground towards the end of the year. We hear more from Seth Soutell in New York.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as a strong year for the market looks set to end on a sour note. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Monday. The benchmark index is still on track for its second straight yearly gain of more than 20%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 418 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2%. Declines in big tech companies like Apple and Microsoft weighed on the market. Boeing fell after one of its jets skidded off a runway in South Korea, killing 179 of the 181 people on board. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.54%. Seth Soutell, New York.
New York City preparing to ring in 2025 under heavy security. More details at srnnews.com.